Yes, I'm very familiar with them. In the daily specials, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meatball, sausage, chicken parm sandwiches. How much? $5. Spaghetti and stuffed shells. How much? $5. Salads and chicken wraps. All for how much? What's the matter with you? You got a hearing problem? That's what I said. $5. And Frank's Pizza and Restaurant has delicious dinners, too. So what are we waiting for? Let's go to Frank. Frank's Pizza and Restaurant. 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, or call 727-216-6963. Or check us out online at frankspizzapies.com.
Our Italian restaurant.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Another one in the books, Tom.
In the books.
You know, I'm the longest running radio show here, 26 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Now we're heard in Tampa on 104.3.
Moving on up.
1340 AM, 106.1 FM. We also have YouTube because we have cameras right here that people can see us. So we're live. Are we live right now on YouTube? You know what I was thinking too is if we can come up with something controversial. You know, when I'm going through the YouTube, what I do is I see something. Oh, this person had a fight with this person. And then I'll click on it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, controversy. There was like, what does it say on mine? It just says
clickbait.
Brian.
Clickbait.
What is there anything? What does it just say? Brian Cash Claw's radio show?
Live action fighting.
Yeah.
There we go.
We got to come up with something, though. What do you think? How about successful? Come up. Can you? I know it's right on the cuff, but.
Let's see. I'll think on it. I'll have something in a couple
of
minutes.
But we got to get it. Someone.
Savings.
No. I don't know. Watch live shooting. I don't know.
That might get you kicked off.
I know.
Yeah, now.
You know, there was a guy that was on the air. He did that. He cut off.
Executions live.
He caught, cut off the testicles of a pig.
Oh, yeah, wow. Right.
Remember that? And he got in trouble for that. It was live on the air.
He's back.
Is he back? That's Bob the Lover Sponge. You ever hear of him?
No.
He's like real famous down here. He's a shock jock. Shock.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like real. Okay. So we got Jay on.
No, I was just, his number is disconnected that I have, so I was just looking to see the other one.
Okay, well,
he ghosted you.
He ghosted you. So anyhow, we're going to be doing the mantra today of?
Lady Gaga.
And then it's being sponsored by who?
Hangry's Expo down on Hercules Avenue. I've done forgot my address. 1185 North Hercules Avenue.
Right, and tell us a little bit about your restaurant and what you're trying to accomplish.
So it's been in the area for about 30 years. It's been a breakfast lunch spot. I was fortunate enough to take it over at the beginning of August, and we finally opened last Tuesday, and now it's a all-American diner. You know, we still have the breakfast and lunch and some Southern twist on things, some barbecue, hot dogs, hamburgers, and all of that.
And are you the cook?
I am the owner.
But do you cook, though?
I do cook. I do a little bit of everything from cleaning the toilets to washing the dishes to getting yelled at everybody. So, you know.
That's the owner.
Yeah.
There you go.
Man of many hats.
You know, there was a guy, Leo, and I seen him, you know, do the dishes and stuff. And everything he's ever touched is gold, Leo.
Yeah.
And I watched him. He'll do that just to show people. He came here originally as a dishwasher.
Wow.
The greatest story I ever have is the guy at Country Boy Restaurant.
Okay.
He came here and he couldn't speak English. He's there on Main Street.
Yeah.
So while all his friends were going out spending money, he was saving his money. And he was a dishwasher. And he worked for 2 years as a dishwasher and bought the Country Boy Restaurant.
That is awesome.
And he said, I watched his friends going out, saying how they went to these parties and all that. And he said, I just kept, squirreling my money away.
You have to. Nose to the ground.
Nines to
put
the ground.
Put those blinders
so
on.
So now he owns that plaza. And all the politicians go in there. So now he owns three plazas. And he came here with nothing.
Wow. True success.
True success.
American dream.
So like you're coming down here and stuff to Florida. And I'm going to be telling stories about you in a few years.
I hope so.
So I know so. So anyhow, let's go with the Lady Gaga. This is the theme of?
The Hangry's Expo.
And, okay. When we come back, we're going to tell you how we came up with the name. All right, go ahead. Lady Gaga. Wow, that was Lady Gaga. You know, the whole idea is the number one Arbitron rated show in the Tampa Bay market, Nielsen rating, is 105.5.
Okay.
We're one click up.
One click up.
So that's what I tell people. You know what is, I guess,
there you go.
Yeah, so we're one click up. And then 107.3 is the Eagle. It's classic rock.
Okay.
So you got, and then number one is, it's more like, I would say, Houston, what's our first name? Whitney Houston?
Whitney Houston.
Yeah, it's more of the stuff of the 80s hits.
Gotcha.
Right?
And okay. That,
so we're in between. So we're hoping, like when you chose that song, the commercial starts, right? And they go, oh, Lady Gaga.
There we go.
And then they say, would you shut up? No, people are saying, is he going to shut up? Play more music.
Hey, we'll be entertaining, just as entertaining as Lady Gaga.
There you go.
You know.
Good stuff. Anyhow, so we got, we're doing that for the Pokey. Their food is fantastic.
It looks so good.
Right. The taste of it, it's right there at Alderman Road and US 19 in Alderman Plaza. And what it is, it's a Hawaiian take on food. This is stuff you would get in Hawaii. Right. So it has like, and then there's certain restaurants, they'll serve it actually in a pineapple.
Oh, wow.
So this is an Hawaiian restaurant, and that's what the Pokey stands for. Does anybody know what Pokey stands for?
No.
Well, I don't know exactly, but I do know that it's like
Google.
Raw fish.
Okay. Google.
Like, well, they use like salmon, yeah. Fresh caught stuff. Yeah, and these are Pokey bowls. That's what we're showing you guys right now. So you actually create your own when you go in. So it's kind of like a little assembly line. You can say, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this, and you can make it as much stuff as you want.
Wow. Very good. So that's good. So that's the Pokey Hawaiian restaurant.
Yes, and he got a new sign. It says Pokey Ramen outside now.
Pokey Ramen. You know that Jeff told me that I was saying ramen. Ramen noodles.
Well, that's what I always. Oh,
well, it's ramen. That's what
And then whenever it became like a fat, like this big thing, I'm like, so because you know you get them at the grocery store for like 2 cents,
right?
And I'm like, wait a second, what am I missing here?
It got tomato. Yep. You buy them in restaurants now.
I know.
But is it right? Can you call it ramen? Because I was told by Jeff it has to be ramen.
Well, I don't know.
What do you call it?
I think they're going
to
get
noodles.
Noodles. There we go. Simplicity.
That's right.
All right. So anyhow, that's pretty cool. But he's a great guy. He has 5 locations.
Wow. That is awesome.
And he's right there at Alderman Road in Palm Harbor. And then the guy I was just on the phone, get him.
We have Gary on the line, too.
Oh, Gary. Did we play Gary's commercial yet?
We haven't gotten one that we can open yet. I'm going to go check again.
Okay. Yeah, so Gary deals with the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
So, awesome. Gary, what's going on?
Hey, all kinds of stuff.
Good.
We're having a great time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, we have our summer camp and all that going on. We've got our virtual campouts, which are going on also. And we have 2 kids that are making pancakes with their computer in the kitchen. And they've got about 30 other kids following along, learning how to make pancakes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, pancakes are the best. I do remember this when my Uncle Fred made French toast, and I thought he was a genius. Like, you know how to make French toast? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about it.
Yeah.
So, like, when you teach these kids stuff, it gives them, makes them feel good, and then they accomplish something.
Yeah, so basically what we're doing right now is we have a big recruiting drive, and that's at beascout.org. They just go on the site, put in their email or zip code, and it tells them the nearest scout troop.
Wow, that's cool. So, and then tell us what's the benefits of being a Boy Scout.
Okay, the benefits are these. The kid becomes a leader, and he learns all about trust, what it is to be trusted and how valuable that is. He learns about honesty. And another very important life lesson he learns is how to fail. Because if he can't fail, he can't learn.
True.
So they learn about that. They learn to be self-reliant. In other words, if nobody is around, what can they do? The other thing they need to learn which they do, is how to care for other people, how to take care of other people, and also to be physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. And those three things are very important right now, because you have kids who are kind of zoned out on their video games and all that kind of stuff, or, unfortunately, they'll take drugs. And so we take care of that for them. We give education on what the drugs are and why they're harmful, so that they stay away from them. We also do a complete physical fitness program with them so that they can have that for life. And then we teach them how to get along with others in real situations. And they also must hold leadership positions from the very first day that they walk into scouting. They're given a responsibility and shown how to do something, and they're expected to do it. And they're expected that they're going to hold every single leadership position in a troop before they're done. So this follows them all the way through their life. And as an example, I'll give you a few examples of where some of these kids have gone. There's, by the way, there's 50 million alumni members in the United States right now.
Wow. Hey, can you do me a favor, Tom? Can you set up another... What's the song? You have a song?
Oh, I don't. What you got, London?
No. Okay, he'll have it. We're going to play a song for the Boy Scouts. What do you think of that?
Wonderful. Okay. Go for it.
We're going to play Mother Lady Gaga in the Shallows.
There we go. That works.
In the Shallows.
Talking about
in the
strength.
Shallows.
Talking about strength. There we go.
Yeah. So, because what you're doing, Gary, is just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
Do you know that in this county... We have 2,200 kids.
That is awesome.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. It's amazing what you're doing. You know, you change one person's life, you change the world. Because it has it has a ripple effect. You know, like on the way here, what was I asking you about? Oh, be impeccable with your word. Right?
Yeah.
Trust. You know, did you get that guy on the phone? No, but do you know that I just... Huh?
It didn't work.
Okay. But do you know, like, I just did a deal with someone, right? Just real quick. And I went to drop off my Xbox, and I was running late to the radio show. And because I wouldn't sign something and give him my credit card and all that right then and there and how to fill out all this paperwork, he wouldn't take the Xbox.
Wow.
Right. And it's just the way it is now. I mean, do you know how many signed contracts that KFC had when he went to sell his business?
No. How many is that?
Zero.
Zero.
And they couldn't believe it. He had 500 locations but no contracts.
No contracts. Hey, you know, sometimes a man's word is all you need.
That's what I said. What is a man's word? It's his bond.
Yep.
Right. Anyhow.
So there's a book about that. Your word is your bond.
Right.
And it was written by our last Secretary of State. And he was been a scouter for 50 years and an Eagle Scout. And that's right.
Yeah, so anyhow, what I want to do is just real quick. There's a great guy that just opened up a new repair shop. And he's over there at Almerton Road. And the best way I would describe it would be behind the Buffalo Wild Wings, right? Because you can't see the T-Mobile from the store. Because guess who blocks the T-Mobile? Buffalo Wild Wings. Right? So Buffalo Wild Wings is behind it, and then you know that from Almerton Road where Buffalo Wild Wings is, and we're directly behind that. Or you can even say on Almerton Road, if you see the Steak and Shake, then you can look for Buffalo Wild Wings, and then we're directly behind that.
Awesome.
Do you know what I was doing? I was going throughout the whole plaza looking for this place.
I've done that, especially moving to Florida.
And then it was next to T-Mobile, But like he's right though, what he said to me, it's Metro T-Mobile.
Yep.
So I'm by the Metro T-Mobile all the way on the other side, and it's not. It's there. It's the T-Mobile that's blocked by Buffalo Wild Wings. So anyhow, it was kind of interesting. But he seems like he has five locations, and he seems like a real nice guy. And I like the fact that people have policies too.
Yeah.
right? Because policy, because then there's no misunderstanding.
Exactly.
Right? And I've done that before. Actually, I have a client of mine, just to tell you, I did a deal with him, and I forget sometimes to get agreements. Like if I just did a deal with you,
yeah,
I forget to get an agreement.
Hey, I'm the same
right,
way.
So I do it on a handshake.
Yep.
Right?
Can't and
just
do that
like just
same.
Like KFC.
Yeah.
Right? But policy is good.
Yep. You're exactly
because you know
right.
why? I found that people that run businesses on policy tend to be more successful.
They do.
And look you're at this exactly guy. Right. He's policy.
Yep.
And yet, look how many locations he has. He has multiple locations.
Exactly.
You got to follow procedure. And then this way there's no problems. Because you ever go back on a deal? You know where I see that is in the movie The Prophet. Have you ever watched that?
I have not. No. But The Founder is kind of, it's a McDonald's show, not show, but movie about the history of McDonald's. And the guy went back on his word and the brothers ended up losing about $100 million a year off of it.
Right. And then the same thing, look at what happened with Facebook.
Yeah.
Same thing. The deal was given to him to do it. He really stole that idea.
Exactly.
From the two brothers that were at Harvard.
Yep.
I mean, you can go down the list where that happens. So then, would it be bad if someone had policy?
No.
No.
Policy so, never hurt.
Right. So anyhow, I actually, like when you're walking out, I respect it. So that's what he has there. I'm going there afterwards with my Xbox. He's right there on Almonton Road. So tell us a little bit more, Gary, what's going on with the Boy Scouts?
Okay. So every year we do a fundraiser for Scouts. It's called the Friends of Scouting. And everybody in the organization contributes, and also we get sponsors from outside, because what they're doing is they're investing in their own future, and that's what this is all about. And we don't have any big grants or anything like that. We get it from people who are in the organization, people who, like, they give us camping equipment, that kind of stuff. Their store will contribute. Right? All of these kinds of businesses.
The ones that believe in the organization and all that, it just comes back full circle and everything.
That's right. And we have, like, in the United States, what do we got? We got 350 million people?
Yeah. Yeah, something like
okay.
that.
We have 50 million alumni members currently in the United States.
That is amazing.
That's a large section of the population.
You know, I was never a Boy Scout, but I always wanted to be in my area and all that. But my parents, you know, I was lived on a farm, so obviously farm work came before anything else. So I always wanted to be a Boy Scout. And so I think it's really interesting because I did have friends that grew up in the organization, and how they turned out versus how my friends that didn't grow up in the organization or have that type of structure, how they turned out is literally night and day.
That's correct. So what I'm doing is I'm taking at-risk kids and making sure they have the opportunity to be in scouting. And I work with foster parents. I work with Boys and Girls Clubs. I work with the organization in St. Pete called the Friends of the Children. I work with the Harbor Society, which is in Safety Harbor. All of these different groups. And I'm trying to get their kids in scouting so that they have a shot at it, so they have a real life. And I know that if I get them in there, they will.
That is awesome.
Very good. And then also we're going to go to another song. Stay on, Gary. We're going to go on to another. This song is being, what's the name of your restaurant?
Hangry's Expo.
Did you tell us how you came up with the name?
Have not. Not yet. So.
What is it called?
Hangry's Expo.
Hangry.
Hangry. H-A-N-G-R-Y-S. So you know whenever
what
you
does
get,
the word hangry mean?
So you know when you get super hungry and then you start getting mad and aggravated and then you want to fight with you'll fight with anybody.
Well,
that's exactly how it kind of, that's how it came, kind of came about. My best friend and I, we've been in business since we were 16 together. And no joke, our biggest fights are the fights like we had on his wedding day. And all these stupid little fights started because he was hungry. And so that's exactly where it came from. And then we have a marketing company, and we decided, you know, When the time comes, we're going to retire with a bar by the beach, and we're going to call it Hangry's. And our first location is located in North Georgia. And one of our customers, our clientele, came from our marketing company, sold it to us. And long story short, I tell everybody back then, we got our restaurant, we're still looking for the beach. Well, we closed the July 23rd on our restaurant close to the beach. So here we are.
There you go. You did it. You lived the dream.
Living it.
Yeah, you are. As long as you're trying, that's what matters.
Oh, yeah.
So this song is Lady Gaga, sponsored by
Hangry's Expo
and the Boy Scouts.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy, aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Have you watched the movie A Star Is Born?
No.
Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, that's where the song came from. And she has such an amazing vocal range. And actually, fun little fact, I guess, Bradley Cooper taught himself how to sing 2 or 3 years prior to making the movie. So,
yeah, that's
very
neat.
Interesting.
Do you ever watch America's Got Talent?
I don't. I'm not a big TV guy. My mind's always racing, and the time I sit down, I'm asleep.
Because what it's neat about it is they're nobodies. Yeah. And I don't mean that, like, just to get the point across. They're nobodies, and some of them have the most, a few times you come to tears.
Yeah.
Because it's like just nobody just gets on the stage And then just you just see the judges go.
And they have a backstory, and there's a lot of depth there instead of just
Then you hear the story of where the one guy was homeless.
Wow.
Right? And he just sung on the streets for money.
Gives me cold chills.
Right? And then the guy says, "Well, how'd you get?" And he's saying, "Oh, but Friday's a good day." Like, he didn't even realize the question the guy was asking.
Yeah.
Right? But he's homeless, and he just sang might even be one of the best singers I've ever heard. And you can even see tears coming to the judges' eyes.
Wow.
Right? Because sometimes when people sing, it can become real emotional.
It can. I mean, especially if you feel that passion.
Right.
And not to beat Lady Gaga on the ground, but that's one artist that ever since high school I've always connected with, just like Whitney Houston and all of that.
Right, Whitney Houston. I saw her in concert, actually.
Oh, wow.
She played with the Beach Boys, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Was the Beach Boys and Whitney Houston.
Have you watched Rocket Man, the Elton John
movie? Oh, that's good.
Movie. That one brought me. I was sitting in my apartment, and, you know, I just moved here from Georgia, sitting in my apartment with my dog, and I'm just like, not going to cry, not going to cry, not going to cry.
Did you actually see the Lady Gaga movie with Bradley Cooper?
That's what I was telling him.
Really
Star
good.
Is Born.
Very
yep.
good.
Yeah.
But we are on the line with two new guests. We have Lynn from Popical, and we also have Jill from Jilly Beans.
Wow, the Jill from Jilly Beans. So I was just asking how you came up with the name, and I think Jill might have something to do with it. And then I always say Tropical Popical, but it's Popical Popcorn, right, Lynn?
Right.
Right. So anyhow, so how'd you come up with the name? We're going to be on that kick. How did Tropical, why did you come up with the name, and where are you located?
Just to mess with you. Just to mess with people so they'd say tropical. No, I was just trying to think of something with a P, and I thought, well, popical is like a locale where you would pop.
Yep.
So pop a cow, pop a cow.
Wow.
Or people want to say tropical or popsicle or...
I always say tropical popical.
Whatever they say, as long as they come in, right?
As long as they're saying this, that's right.
As long as it's in their mouth and they're spending the money.
Hey, Jill, how'd you come up with Jilly Beans?
Oh, just an old nickname.
Right, okay.
An old nickname, and jelly beans are, you know, a candy or whatever, topping. So, just wanted something a little different but my own.
Yeah, one thing I said, I was just talking to her on the phone, and she goes, I want that to go across the top. And I'll tell you, you know, where was the last time you've been out to eat at a restaurant, Lynn, in Dunedin?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
I don't eat out much.
Well, good.
So.
Okay. So that's why I say, what do they say about a lawyer? Don't ask a question you don't know the answer
yep.
to. Anyhow, but what I wanted to tell you about the jelly bean there, she makes everything fresh to order. So
nice.
It's hot, fresh, made to order, right? So it's authentic, right? You know the difference between getting something that's hot off the grill versus something that's been sitting around for a while? It's a big difference, right? And the jelly bean, she makes everything fresh to order. So, like, I get a Philly cheesesteak there, and it's just so good because it's so hot. You ever bite into something where it's so hot, and then you go, oh, wow, that hurt, but then you go back for another bite?
And then it hurts even worse. And then by the time you get done with it, you've already fried your taste bud, so it's just like, what
yeah.
the heck?
So tell us what you look.
Makes it extra delicious.
Yes.
Hey, Jilly Bean, what I want you to do is ask my lady from the Popical Tropical. No, it's not that. But she has popcorn, and it's organic. So ask her a question. Let's put you on the test here, see if you can be a radio host. Go ahead.
I didn't hear you say, but where are you at? Where are you located?
I am located on Drew Street, just west of 19, just across from Spectrum Field in the campus Plaza.
I gotcha.
Right, and it's organic. What is the difference between organic popcorn and regular popcorn?
Well, obviously they don't use pesticides, so you don't have the runoff going down in the rivers and you know, flying around in the air. So it's better for the ground, the nutrients, and it's just better all the way around. It's less poisons.
Wow, so that's right.
Non-GM, and it's guaranteed to be non-GMO, which they say all popcorn's non-GMO, but I just go ahead and buy the organic, and then you know it's certified to not be genetically modified. Although the popcorn farmers got together years ago and said that they would not allow popcorn to be genetically modified. So, like I say, they say that no popcorn is genetically modified, but I just take the extra step going organic so we don't have the pesticides, like I say, the runoff, and then I know it's certified not to be genetically modified.
Wow, cool.
And it tastes better.
And it tastes, it really does.
It does. Anything organic tastes so much better.
It's just
it's a high pop, so it's about, you know, like the size of a nickel or bigger.
Yeah.
It's a mushroom high pop, so it's, you know, it really holds the coating. In fact, you were just talking about hot stuff tasting better. When I missed your phone call because I just had a customer come in, I just had made hot caramel corn, and he likes my salted. I put sea salt on it, and it had just came out, so it was still hot, almost too hot to bag for him. So.
Wow.
So that's what I've been doing today, cooking up the sugar and molasses and butter and vanilla, and then add the popcorn and...
Well, I think I'm going to have to my diet.
I wish you could smell it.
Yeah,
I'm on a road right now, and I'm making a left on Drew Street.
Right?
I might just go visit him right now.
We're going to have to cut this interview
short. I'll tell you what, if you do that, I will pay $10 toward whatever you buy.
Okay.
Is that a deal?
What's your hours?
Yeah, so
I'm
tell
here till 7.
Here till 7.
7 Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Awesome.
12 to 5 on Saturday.
So now you ask Mrs. Jill a question about her restaurant.
Mrs. Jill, okay, is it Jilly Beans or Jelly Beans with an E?
It's Jilly
Beans.
This
isn't my question. It's Jelly Bean, right, with an E?
No, Jilly, but an I.
Oh, it's Jilly like your name.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And you are on, what street are you on?
Patricia Avenue, like North Highland.
Okay. And are you primarily ice cream, desserts, or sandwiches, or?
I am primarily ice cream, but I heard I have a really good burger and a really good cheesesteak.
Oh, nice.
And people tell me don't change anything. Chili dogs, hot dogs.
If you're familiar with the Dunning and Bowling Lane is, or the Dodge store?
Yeah, across from there.
Across from there, catty corner from there. We got the Boy Scout. Gary, you still there?
Yeah, I like the popcorn. You know, we sell popcorn.
Yeah, this is a gentleman that works with the Boy Scouts that generates money to do stuff for the Boy Scouts. His name is Gary. And so I was thinking maybe we can do something with the popcorn with the Boy Scouts and try to work something out.
You know
what I'm saying? I think I was told that they already have their national campaign. It's kind of a national thing, correct? That you sell
kernels.
Yeah,
it is a national thing.
Unpopped kernels, yeah.
Yeah, would that be good? Is there any way she can get in with you guys to where you guys can purchase your popcorn from her?
I'll check it out because I definitely I work with the national guys too, so I could check it out for her.
Like I say, that's what I was told, that, you know, if it was already a thing, that it would, you know.
Doesn't mean things can't change, right?
Well,
that's right.
One thing, we could do like a Boy Scout night here, like, you know, pick a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday night when, you know, and let people come in for like a fundraiser. Let people come in and buy, and like 20% of what I make could go back towards your troop or whatever.
Wow, let's do
Sounds
it.
Sounds great.
Let's put that together.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Listen, write down my phone number, okay?
Sure.
It's 727-642-9240.
9240, Gary with the boys.
That's right. Because we also have an event that we do in Spectrum Field every year.
Oh, right. Yeah, I had just gotten into Spectrum Field at spring training time. I've been talking to him for about 6 months, and so spring training, I was all set up. They were selling my caramel and one that I call a sriracha, a garlic sriracha, but they called it Beer Buddy, and they were bagging it up and selling, you know, selling it at the different beer stations. So, yeah, that lasted for like 3 weeks. That was a good thing for 3 weeks until everything shut down.
Yeah, no, I know. We were going to have an event in July in the field, which we have every July, and we had to postpone it. So, yeah, give me a call. We'll work it out.
There you go. See that? That's why I like networking with other people. And then,
Brian, you're good at that.
Right. See? Good.
That's your middle name, Brian Network Hack.
There you go. But people that know me well call me Cashless.
Cashless.
But you know my brother Petty. But you know who I know knows you, Jill?
Who?
My sister Anita.
Oh.
She knows you very well from high school. Do you know who she is?
From high school? She went to school up north?
No. Think about it. Do you, Anita Cash? You need
Oh, boy.
I get it.
This is why you've been on the air for so long as
that's
well.
That's it. You know what I want to do is this joke section. You know that? I said that the last time. You know what I like to do is have some jokes said and do a segment like where we can have a printout of jokes. Oh, we got to do the lady from A Frame of Mind, the printout. I need you to read that.
So seriously, I'm calling into Popcorn City right here.
Stay on the phone.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, I will.
Okay, we got Frame of Mind that's in Palm Harbor. Stay on the phone.
I see you pulling in, so take a right.
All right, I have
a pretty blue car.
See that? We generate business for you.
Pretty blue Honda.
See?
That's
look
right.
at that. So anyhow, the guy on the radio, I was doing the radio show, and there was a hair salon saying, I just heard you on the radio. Well, she's on the phone with me.
Yeah.
This happened 3 weeks ago. And the guy pulled in and got a haircut. He goes, you're not going to believe it. Someone's listening to you on the radio. And we said, Klosterman Road in U.S. 19. And he looks up at the light. He sees Klosterman Road in U.S. 19. Because we ended up interviewing him, too.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm right here. And he pulled in and got a haircut live on the radio.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool. All right, this is some information about A Frame of Mind.
Just listen to this, guys. This is a great company out there. We got our stuff framed from them. We got the Malone. We paid $400.
Some jerseys.
We paid a bunch of money for frame. And people comment on the frames more than they do the jerseys.
Oh, they're heavy.
Oh, wow. Get closer to the mic.
Okay.
This is for...
So this is A Frame of Mind.
Wanda.
Yes. A Frame of Mind is more than just a picture framing shop. They have local art, sunset photos from local artists. They also have artworks that they create in shops, such as dolphins, seahorses, flamingos, mermaids. They have shell art that they put on, half-inch plywood. They have great gift ideas, such as framed stamps, vintage items. They have Swarovski jewelry and framed posters. They specialize, though, in framing sports memorabilia and military posters, flags, medals, and they can beautifully frame almost anything. Since soon, they will have beautiful Palm Harbor t-shirts for sale, and their framers that they have work there have more than 50 years of framing experience, and they offer great framing deals for every budget. And so we invite you to come by A Frame of Mind at 1492 Alternate 19 in the old Palm Harbor Village Shopping Center next to Angel Cakes and Catering at the Columbia Street and Alt 19 intersection. And if you want to give them a call, it's 727-784-0708. And we used to be your claim to frame, which was located off Nebraska Avenue. Look for our ad in the coupon book. It's 15% off.
Wow, she's such a professional. You know that? Seriously, Wanda. And you read that so good. You wouldn't even know you read it. You're very good at reading. I couldn't have read that. I would have been going,
Same.
I ad-libbed a little bit.
Talent.
Oh,
go visit A Frame of Mind, guys, on Alt 19. Seriously, when you walk
really
in
cool.
there, you will be amazed. I mean, she has so many beautiful things hanging up, and it is very reasonable.
And I love
work
art. So
oh, yeah. It's like walking into a gallery.
That's really
I'm
going
to donate some art to your store.
Okay.
I'm going to get something to you. I mean that. Something that I think you're going to like. But the thing is the frame that they did, I really have to keep saying this, is just amazing.
Listen,
the work.
I have an SUV, and the size and the weight, we had two of them done. I had to clear my entire car out, put my seat down to fit them in the car. I mean, but they're gorgeous.
That's awesome. I have, it's two of it's the guy that won the Super Bowl, the quarterback, Malone.
Yeah.
We have a sign, he signed
Malone,
his.
And you had
Al Beckham.
That's right.
And LeBron.
And LeBron James.
Exactly. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
So anyhow, it was really neat.
Which we actually got from another client of ours in an expo.
Right. So we network with each other.
Hey, that's what it's about.
Like if I do my Christmas party, I'll do it at your restaurant.
All right.
And I make that promise right now.
Perfect.
Okay, so.
The new handshake.
So what kind of popcorn are they ordering?
Okay, so let's go back to the order.
Okay, go back to the popcorn. Let's hear you guys, what you guys are doing over there.
She has as many flavors as I do in ice cream. She has in popcorn.
Wow, see,
you
ladies
are killing me.
And by you being there, Jill, see that? You see things.
I'm bringing some of this into my store.
Jill, you got to try the honey mustard popcorn. Oh, my gosh. It is so delicious. Gosh.
I know. I have honey mustard.
And if you're in the mood, mix it with barbecue.
Keeping the
basics. Hey, I make really good barbecue sauce. Full circle.
Yeah, and then she set the thing up with the Boy Scouts. Gary is a man of his word. You know, sometimes I'll talk to him just later on, and he, you ever have like a mentor,
That's awesome.
You could say. He's a really smart cat.
Just like I say, it's been slow, so I'm just keeping the base
right.
Anyhow, good. Ask some questions.
Yeah, Tammy, you'll have to let me know if you're coming in so I have what you want, because I've just been keeping the basics on the shelf since it's been pretty slow, you know, like the white cheddar, the regular cheddar, the movie theater, the kettle corn people want, and then, of course, I always keep the caramels and the fruit salad with all the fruity flavors.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
In fact, I was just telling Jill, you haven't lived till you've had popcorn, caramel corn on chocolate ice cream.
No, my God.
I feel like I haven't lived.
Like
salted ice cream. I mean, salted caramel ice cream. But then when you put the crunch of the crunchy sweet popcorn on top of it, and you can drizzle it with
Jay's
chocolate
treasure.
Fudge.
Mm-hmm. Say hey, Jay. Just interrupt them.
Hey, Jay. How are you today? Jay, you there? But, so I just moved to Georgia. I just moved to Florida from Georgia, and you lady, like, I'm trying to find some good local spots. So I think I found my next two adventures, so.
There you go. So, well, we'd be glad to have
you. Yes, most definitely.
I'm speaking for Jill, but she'd be glad to have you, too.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
I get a lot of people down from Georgia. A lot of people have been moving here lately. I have a lot of people pop in.
It's interesting, not to get off topic, because I'd rather talk about popcorn and ice cream, because those are literally my two food groups. So, especially on Sunday. So, if I can, like, what's the distance between both of y'all? Like, if I can leave the popcorn stand and then go get ice cream so I can mix them or whatnot.
You're actually dead pretty much in the center of them both.
Okay.
So, you could go one way and go the other.
There we go. And both of your hours, I know... the popcorn is till 7, and then we didn't get the hours.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and
Wednesday,
then
Thursday?
Till 5 on Saturday.
Closed
on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Okay, awesome. Awesome,
until
awesome.
Until things pick up.
I hear you. How are y'all, like, for me, being in the area, how have y'all been affected with COVID and everything like that as far as pushing through and changing your marketing schemes and how you do business and all of that?
As far as the world has stopped,
yeah.
Well, I know for me personally, I mean, I depend on events, you know, weddings and you know, markets and you know, movie nights and things where you have you know, conglomeration of people.
Exactly.
Snacks. So, you know, it stopped for me.
Gotcha.
But I think people always want ice cream.
You're right.
I just don't think popcorn is not something you think about. It's not really a priority until you smell it or you hear about it, and then you
want it. Then you want it. But you know, it's like I try.
I think about ice cream constantly.
I think about anything that has sugar in it. I think about.
Right.
That is like I could skip any main dish, skip any 5-course meal. Give me sugar, 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 and I am a happy, happy man.
So do me a
Brian Jenny. Brian said that everything's made to order where I work, so I can even sprinkle
sugar on a burger if
yes.
you need to.
Yes. There you go. There we go.
Okay.
Hey, we got Jay on the line. Jay. Jay's going to tell a joke. Jay from Jay Treasures. He's the man of happiness, right? If you're ever feeling down, who should you call, Jay?
The treasure man.
And tell him the story. We only got a few minutes, but how you found treasure and how you have a treasure place. You dress up as a pirate. The whole nine yards. He's the real deal. He dresses.
Oh, wow.
Like he played,
yeah,
he lives the part.
I was born a treasure hunter. Hey, yeah, I was born a treasure hunter.
Okay.
When I was 5 years old, I used to bury a ring every day in my backyard in Town and Country in Tampa.
Yeah.
Every day I would dig it up and bury it and find it and look for it and become a treasure hunter every day. My mom loved me. And then one day I actually, my dad went out of town and I found a set of post hole diggers. So I dug about 3 feet in the ground and threw the ring down the hole and covered it up. And then I dug it up. And dug it up and dug it up, and I couldn't find the ring, man.
Oh.
At five years old, I knew about death. My feet were hanging out of the hole. I was like, I'm going to die in this hole. So I climbed back out. I climbed back out, and I said, you know what? I said, it rained the other day, so it might have moved in the yard.
Yeah.
So I excavated the whole yard looking for the ring.
Oh, God.
If my dad was in town, he would have freaked out even more than he did when he came home. So I never found the ring. But I found this true story. I got it framed on my wall in Tarpon Springs on the world famous sponge docks. I found a Native American letter opener with a Native American face on the handle.
Wow.
And at 5 years old, I pulled it out like the sword in the stone. And I ran in and showed my mom. She thought I stole it from the neighbor's house. She's like, where did you get that? I said, I found it buried. She said, yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. So the next thing you know, she let me play with it because it wasn't sharp. So I started getting in sword fights with conquistadors in my imagination.
Yeah.
I was crawling on the ground in gun battles with buffaloes, and I was like, I'm going to grow up, become the treasure man.
And he
so
did.
Mentally,
well, that's pretty
physically,
cool.
Emotionally, I dug so deep until I found myself surrounded. But now that I climbed out, now they're calling me a rock star because now I'm 34 years old. I have a beautiful giant rock store at the Sponge Docks
okay. In
Tarpon Springs, Florida. And I found out what life is all about, guys.
Okay, hey.
So all these stones are actual dedication marks.
Okay, gotta go, Jay. Stones? Jay, next week we'll get you on early. We tried to call you earlier. That's okay.
Sorry.
Do you want to say Jay, the treasure man in Tarpon Springs, Jill from Jelly Beans, and and Patricia Avenue there, hot, fresh things, every made to order. Then we got Popical Tropical Popcorn. Right? Organic.
Now
and then we got
Hangry's Expo. And now I have a list of things to do this weekend.
Then who else did we have? Anybody? Oh, Joe Gary.
Gary from the Boy Scouts.
So anybody remember Gary for the Boy Scouts.
And Matthew from Expo. Thank you so much.
Yes,
Matthew
welcome.
From the Expo. And we found out what
Hangry's Grill is all about.
Because he's hangry.
I am. The happiest angry person you'll meet.
Thank you, guys.
That was great. Take care of me.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.